Spectrum Business knows that small business owners put in the work. It's unlimited hours, unlimited effort, and unlimited passion, all to unlock the unlimited potential of your business. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and an unlimited mobile line, all only $49.99 a month. Learn how Spectrum Business can connect your business to unlimited possibilities at spectrum.com/business. It's your business made limitless. That's life, unlimited. That's Spectrum Business. Restrictions apply. Offer not available in all areas.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
I'll start with the Irish Times, and its lead story is local stall Thornton Hall migrant plan. Plans to open Thornton Hall, a state-owned site in North County Dublin, as accommodation for up to 1,000 male asylum seekers, face further delays following an application to the courts by some local residents to halt the project. And the setback comes as figures show almost 2,900 asylum seekers are homeless and falling temperatures increase concern for their welfare. Well, in a statement to the Irish Times, the Department of Children and Integration said that works to prepare the site of Thornton Hall as an accommodation centre began on August 14th. Works have paused on the site due to a matter that is currently before the court. So an interesting story there, that the development there at Thornton Hall is delayed somewhat. And then it also features the child law report on the front page as well, on the front page of the Irish Times. Well, election fever is gripping the country, this country, would you believe, as well as the US. The Irish Independent, it goes with the Irish election as the lead story. It says that pension rises are the focus of grey vote bidding war. Older voters will be at the centre of a major election bidding war, with parties seeking to woo the key demographic as polling day fast approaches. With Taoiseach Simon Harris expected to set a polling date this week, Fine Gael is committing to increase the state pension to €350 a week over the next 5 years if it's returned to government. Fianna Fáil is also expected to promise a €12 a week pension rise every year if it's in government. So that's the lead story in the Irish Independent. You kind of sense that the election's already underway, really, don't you? With all the politicians out on the hustings, etc., and these commitments and promises that are coming thick and fast. The Irish Examiner, a story on the front page. Again, it leads with the child law report that we featured in the news bulletin. Another story on the front of the paper there, road safety cameras to help catch dangerous drivers. This Tadhg McAnally reporter says the roadside cameras, which will detect dangerous and distracted driving, are to be rolled out in a major safety initiative by the government. The road safety cameras are part of a suite of measures designed to catch drivers who are using their phones or driving without a seatbelt. The Roads Minister, James Lawless, has lashed out at motorists using their mobile phones while driving, labelling them a scourge, and speaking to the Irish Examiner. He said that at present it's difficult to catch motorists who use their phones while driving. It's only possible to penalise a driver for distracted driving if they're caught in the act by Gardaí. And we know, of course, they deployed that lorry as well that goes up and down motorways that can kind of see down into people's cars. But in its initial phase, it's understood the strategy will focus on using speed, red light and bus lane cameras before being widened out to other breaches of road rules, including driving while using a mobile phone or without a seatbelt. And earlier this year, the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, confirmed that cameras which automatically fine motorists who break red lights will be in place before the end of 2024. As part of this, motorists will be automatically fined, reducing the cost and time required to pursue those who break red lights. So more road safety measures on the way and using technology at this time. The Irish Daily Mail, it leads with warnings on migrant countries ignored by McEntee. Amnesty blasts minister's safe list decision. The justice minister put Egypt and Algeria on a safe list of nations in a bid to stem the flow of migrants, despite warnings of female genital mutilation and political persecution in these countries. The decision by Helen McEntee was branded shocking and deeply reckless by the human rights group Amnesty International, which warned the move will place asylum seekers from Egypt at higher risk of being returned to persecution and torture. Ms. McEntee added Egypt, Brazil, India, Malawi and Morocco to the existing list of safe countries in July, which also includes Albania, Algeria, Bosnia and Herzegovina and Botswana, among other countries as well. So migration featuring strongly on the front pages of the papers this morning. The Irish Sun and a lot of the papers carry this story as well. The UN chief hails Rooney. Family release letter to speed up inquest. Private Sean Rooney saved three of his comrades through his remarkable courage, the chief of the UN told his family in a commendation letter. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said his supreme sacrifice will not be forgotten. And the family have made the letter public to pressure the UN to release reports about the 24-year-old's death in Lebanon to his inquest. And that story, as I say, on the front of the Irish Sun and features in many of the papers. And the front of the Irish Daily Mail, it leads with the man to face court over the alleged assault on the minister, Roderick O'Gorman. We feature that in the news as well. He's due before Blanchardstown District Court today. That story also featuring on the front of the Irish Daily Star. And they go with a missing boy exclusive, Kyron, the searches for Kyron Dernan as well, and the areas where they're focusing the search, the latest speculation on that in the wasteland area that they're looking at, according to the Irish Daily Star. Well, they're the stories on the front of the papers. Inside the papers, a few stories that caught my eye. In the Irish Daily Mail on page 3, most teens want to cut screen time but don't know how to. Smartphones are breeding a generation of lonely, anxious and isolated children who do not know how to stop using them, warns a major survey. A quarter of 11 to 18-year-olds spend the majority of their free time outside school watching videos, searching online or scrolling through social media, according to the survey. And over half of these wanted to break their addiction and reduce their screen time, but many lack the knowledge facilities to do this, the survey found. So really interesting survey there. The youth charity Onside carried out the survey, and their report entitled Generation Isolation found 44% had experienced high or very high feelings of loneliness, while 51% suffered from anxiety. So it's interesting that social media and all the rest that should be making you feel inclusive actually adds to your anxiety and loneliness rather. The Irish Times, customs officers deployed tracking devices more than 200 times since 2014. This is on the inside, page 4. Customs agents have used tracking devices over 200 times in the last decade in an effort to detect revenue offences such as fuel smuggling. During that time, the agency lost 7 tracking devices due to operational reasons or because the target left the state. And trackers are usually placed on vehicles, but occasionally on people or objects to monitor the movement of suspected criminals. They're employed by Garda Surveillance Unit, the Defence Forces and by Revenue Commissioners, which is responsible for taxation offences. So an interesting story there in the Irish Times. In the Irish Sun, page 15, reunited after a 30-year hunt, I shed tear to find I had a long-lost bro, Tume home survivor, on Sibling Joy, a Tume mother and baby home survivor, recently met his brother for the first time 30 years after being reunited with their mum. John Rogers, who's 77, was born in the County Galway home, and Patrick Rogers, who's 60, met up after spending much of their lives unaware that of the other existed. So quite an emotional story there in the Irish Sun. Another story, and this time in the Irish Examiner, no tenants yet placed on rents below market rates. This story by Tig McNally. No rental properties acquired by the state have been transitioned to cost rental properties since a new scheme was introduced by the government over 18 months ago. Housing is likely to be a strong policy that will be argued over in the election. The latest data from the housing agency shows that despite the scheme being launched in April 2023, no tenants have been placed on rents below market rates. A couple of other stories quickly. PAC wants Children's Hospital Board to face questions this week. The Dáil's public spending watchdog wants the board overseeing the development of the Children's Hospital to appear before them this week. And they're due to get underway on Thursday at 9:30. And interestingly, the PAC chairperson said the possibility of the election being called while the PAC is in session is something they will have to prepare for.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Spectrum Business knows that you put in unlimited effort to unlock the unlimited possibilities of your small business. Get internet, mobile, phone and TV services to connect all aspects of your business and see your business made limitless. Learn more at spectrum.com/business.